Welcome to the Litigation Finance Podcast. I'm your host, John Freund. This podcast is brought to you by the Litigation Finance Journal, the only dedicated news source to the litigation finance industry. Please visit www.litigationfinancejournal.com. Our guest today is Joe Saprut, founder, CEO, and CIO of Kerberos Capital Management. Kerberos is a boutique asset management firm specializing in private credit markets across various strategies, including direct lending, specialty finance, opportunistic and structured credit, and asset-based lending. Kerberos' flagship strategy is providing innovative capital solutions to law firms. Joe, welcome to the podcast.
John, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So Kerberos is a capital provider specializing in solutions for law firms. So how did you come to focus on this, what is really a niche area of the credit market?
Yeah, I mean, that's our origin story, because I was a lawyer by training and experience for many years. I spent like the first half of my career as a corporate lawyer doing defense litigation, blue chip companies, et cetera. And then the second half of my career, I shifted to being a plaintiff's lawyer and brought a lot of cases in the mass torts, class action space, and so on. And so, yeah, that's really where Kerberos started, is out of my experiences as a lawyer. And since that time, we've sort of branched out into different verticals and industries, and I think complementary asset classes where some of the same dynamics exist. So we're doing some traditional stuff in specialty finance and opportunistic credit. But the bread and butter remains litigation finance, and specifically partnering with law firms to help them expand their platforms and manage cash flow, which is one of the most difficult things to do if you're a plaintiff's side lawyer. So we like to provide solutions for, you know, important work.
Yeah. And so what is your underwriting criteria like? Do you have specific sectors that you try to target, or are there other sectors that you completely stay away from? Do you focus on law firms of a certain size, geographic region?
Yeah, so lots of important questions there. So generally, the way that Kerberos approaches this space is that we avoid binary risk. So contrary to a lot of products that are out there that are designed to basically finance single cases or the prosecution of single cases, which is a sort of, you know, equity model, you may lose your money or you may get a multiple cash-on-cash return. And then you do, you know, X number of those, and then your IRR turns out to be whatever it is. That's the sort of predominant litigation finance strategy. We do, I think you could probably say the opposite of that, actually. We don't like taking single case equity risk. And our investment thesis is to instead cross-collateralize the entirety of a law firm's portfolio or a particular docket, let's say, of a substantial number of cases. That allows us to spread our risk across numerous case types and exposures for a single transaction. And so one of the benefits of partnering with law firms and providing solutions for them is that we can spread our risk across numerous cases, as opposed to just, you know, taking equity risk on single cases. And so within that bucket, the things that work especially well for our program would be mass torts, I think probably first and foremost. Class actions and PI are a close second place. I mean, those are the kinds of law firm practices where the cash flow needs tend to be very heightened. And particularly in the case of mass torts, scale is often the name of the game. And so our product can be very effective in situations like that. We also have a variety of sort of cash flow based products that are more appropriate for like corporate firms who are trying to, you know, pay their partners, you know, by a certain time period, or pay bonuses to the staff or whatever else. So we have a sort of different way of approaching those types of situations. But generally, that's how we think about the space. And, you know, as with all things in the credit space, it's all about pricing the risk correctly and getting a good risk-adjusted return.
Legal claims are ultimately this binary outcome, or sort of, you might say, a quasi-binary outcome. So it makes them just, I guess, riskier than your average credit investment. So you did mention how you de-risk your investments. Are there ways you can de-risk a litigation portfolio? I mean, beyond what you mentioned about spreading in sectors, like, do you get into duration and type of law firms you work with, or the size of the law firm? Do you go into those metrics at all?
We do, yeah. Those are all very important considerations for us. So I think first and foremost, just the way that we approach this by generally structuring things on a portfolio basis is the number one way in which we manage risk, as I mentioned before. But then beyond that, we have a very sort of, I would say, portfolio construction oriented mindset. In other words, we're conscious of the exposures that we're taking on in our fund and whether we're overexposed to a particular case type, even if we might like it quite a lot, if we're getting heavy exposure from that through our law firms who have that stuff in their own, you know, docket. That's something that we pay attention to. And at the margins, that could cause us to, you know, avoid a certain loan if there was heavy concentrated exposure to something that we have, you know, a lot of already. So we do think about things like that. On the individual borrower level, there are lots of things that go into the mix. I mean, we try to, for structuring deals with law firms is, there's a fine line that is very important to walk, because on the one hand, you want to structure your product in a way that you protect the downside, and with a credit type strategy, protecting principal is, of course, the name of the game, right? Because if you lose principal, it's very hard to come back from that. So that's incredibly important. But at the same time, we want to be a genuinely good partner to the firms that we work with, right? And so being a good partner means devising a relationship that allows them to function and flourish, right? Without being micromanaged excessively, and without, you know, sort of covenants that make it impossible for them to actually practice law the way that they either want to or need to. So, you know, easy to say, harder to do, but that's what we're always intending to accomplish with every transaction is striking that balance and then, you know, continuing to walk that line. It's very hard to do, but I think that's really Kerberos's brand, is that, you know, we balance the commercial considerations and strike the right balance.
Yeah, and it must be a really interesting time to be a credit provider right now. You know, I'd imagine there's recessionary pressures going on. I assume there are a lot of firms that are in need of capital solutions, including law firms. But of course, you also have inflationary pressures that might be making it just more difficult to issue loans at an attractive rate. I know you can tell me, but is there a push pull dynamic going on in the credit in the credit markets right now? Is that something you're dealing with?
Yeah, it's actually a fascinating time, right, to be structuring and pricing these types of products, because there's, I would say on the whole, you know, when global macroeconomic conditions are poor, and, you know, when the world is falling apart, the effect of that is that people start suing each other, and then that drives demand for litigation and therefore demand for litigation finance, right? So, you know, there is perhaps more demand in an environment like the current one. And then law firms themselves, you know, there are some that may be sort of at the margins in terms of whether they're able to get traditional capital to provide whatever solutions they need, you know, traditional capital, by which I mean like banks, for example, right, at a very, very low cost of capital. There might be law firms that are now shut out of those types of markets and sort of have to go to a subprime type market where, you know, the money is a little bit more expensive, which creates, you know, more demand for certain litigation finance solutions. I think that for large firms operating at scale, like mass tort firms that have, you know, tens of thousands of cases, banks were never going to be a good option, right? You need a more sort of holistic and sophisticated product for a situation like that. But I'd say on the whole, you know, we're seeing more demand for our product. The pricing is quite interesting. I mean, the way that we deal with this in part is that we have a floating rate in most of our products. And so for investors, that actually ends up being a great hedge against rising interest rates, right? Because if interest rates rise, then so too will the you know, our cost of capital to our borrowers. And, you know, and our borrowers are aware of that. And, you know, they're, you know, we're all sort of baking that into the cake when we structure these things during the underwriting process. But that is, I think, an important thing to have in situations like this, because what you don't want is to have interest rates rise numerous points. I mean, I'm talking like 3 or 4, you know, points over a 1 year period. And then the next thing you know, you're kind of upside down on your contracts. That's not a good outcome. So it's very important to think that stuff through. And the floating rate structure is one way to deal with that.
What about collateral? I mean, I'm assuming loaning to law firms, you're looking at the claims, the portfolios as the collateral. How does your analysis of collateral change given the current economic conditions? Are you looking at like who the defendants are, their ability to withstand a recession, and their ability to pay back, their ability to pay any sort of judgment? Are you looking at that with more scrutiny now?
Yeah, I think the short answer is yes. I mean, looking at the sort of counterparty credit risk of defendants has always been part of the underwriting equation, but, you know, more so now than ever. In most cases, the types of defendants that our portfolio law firms are suing are very large, generally very solvent defendants, right? That I wouldn't say that makes them totally immune to, you know, economic pressures or factors, but perhaps it's less of a factor than other types of defendants, which are, you know, more lower middle market. So I think that does help. But what's interesting is that in this environment, you know, we're seeing a lot of like bankruptcies. We have the Texas two-step situation that, of course, everyone is paying very close attention to. And so we've given a great deal of thought to those types of things, to think about, okay, you know, if this ends up in bankruptcy, you know, how do we feel about that? And, you know, in theory, bankruptcy doesn't have to be a terrible outcome for plaintiffs, right? As long as the estate is adequately funded, or as long as the, you know, the trust that's set up is adequately funded, it could create a more I would say realistic way to actually get paid in the near future, because with mass torts, duration risk is probably the hardest part of the game to manage, right? Like even more important and harder than the valuations themselves. So all of that is simply to say that we try to think very carefully about those issues at the time that we underwrite and originate the loans.
Well, let me zoom out now for the final question and just ask, sort of broadly speaking, when you're looking at the litigation finance sector right now in this current climate, what are you most excited about when it comes to the future of this industry? And also, what's your main concern at the moment when it comes to investing in litigation?
Yeah, so I think this is a great time to be operating in this space, because the market is evolving very quickly, or the asset class as a whole, you know, is really becoming more of a true traditional asset class in itself, whereas, you know, 5 years ago or even 3 years ago, it wasn't even really that. So it's very interesting to see how new products are being introduced that are sort of complementary to the strategies of many managers like Kerberos. Insurance, for example, is a great, if not the paradigm example of this, right? Because insurance products and being able to wrap your risk, you know, that's the sort of thing that has existed for a long time in other asset classes, but until just recently, it wasn't a thing in litigation finance. And so the fact that things like that are out there now shows that this asset class really is maturing, and institutional investors and operators are, you know, more willing to get involved. I also think that from a capital raising standpoint, it's a lot, I would say, easier in some ways than I use that with air quotes, right? But on a relative basis, it's probably easier to raise capital now than it was 3 or 4 years ago, because people have a growing now familiarity with the space. And, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, there might have been family offices or LPs of that type that, you know, were sort of like dipping their toe in the water, maybe taking on some single asset type trades just to get some experience and exposure to the asset class. And now those types of people are just full on committing to funds, right? So, you know, if you can raise more capital and more flexible capital coupled with the introduction of some of these new products, I think there's really an opportunity to be creative. And with creativity, of course, it makes it more fun, but the people who are able to, you know, structure things creatively and successfully, I think, are going to be able to generate real alpha that way. And so as a manager, that's very exciting to me. And, you know, we're hoping to continue doing that over the next few years.
Yeah, I remember covering this industry 4 years ago, and it was like there were a lot of lawyers that didn't even know what litigation funding was at that time. So the industry has definitely evolved, and tons of familiarity. And yeah, you're right. And the institutional investors, I think, it's a lot more attractive for them, especially that insurance that you mentioned. That's a huge topic in the industry right now. Joe, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts on everything. Really interesting what you're up to. And I really enjoyed speaking with you and learning more about Kerberos.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and if you're interested, if you want to learn more about Joe and Kerberos, you can visit them at their website, kerberoscm.com. That's KERBEROSCM.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll see you on the next episode of the Litigation Finance Podcast.